Breadbox Media programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all again from the Bronx. And I wanted to offer some insights today based on a First Things article that I read in the November issue, I believe, if memory serves me correctly. It was called Reclaiming the Household. It was written by John Kudebak. I recommend if you can find this on their website, First Things, you check it out and read it and look into this gentleman, because in his article that he entitled Reclaiming the Household, he puts forward, and I'm not going to give you a word for word what he was writing about, just sort of my understanding and et cetera. That's why I say check him out. But he's trying to show that there's a distinction between the concept of the family and the concept of the household. There is an overlap between the two. There is an influencing of the two, but they're not a necessarily one-to-one correspondence. And the reason that this particular article struck me so, one is that we're in the sort of Thanksgiving season here in the States, so concepts of family and things go filling our hearts and our minds and et cetera. But also, you know, in the church, there's been for years now this theme of, you know, we have to aid the family. You know, the family, particularly the family body in the West, is falling apart and it's having serious ramifications on the social fabric of a multitude of countries and et cetera. But the reason that this article primarily jumped out at me was the concept that, you know, a people may be living together and have blood relation, but that doesn't necessarily make them live in a household. You know, a household is sort of a group that are living together and having a communal experience together of journeying in through and by life. So he gives a nice broad sense of what a household is. Mind you, that we are all being called into the household of God, which we know as the kingdom of heaven. You know, because we can have family ties, but not be in a household. You know, I can have sort of family, blood, kin, and et cetera, but not be in relationship with them. So he uses the word consanguinity, that there is showing this blood relationship and et cetera. But family and the household have to go beyond that. You know, I have a family in Michigan. My mom, my dad are there, my brother there, and et cetera. And I have wonderful relationships and ties and et cetera to them because of the blood, being raised together and et cetera. But I can no longer say that I am in their household. We don't live together. We're not journeying together and et cetera in a way that we once did when I was a child with my parents in their household. And that's an important reality there. You know, at the parish here, you know, New York City is an expensive city to live in. Even in the quote unquote poor areas, you know, rent subsidized apartments and et cetera, still cost quite a bit of money. So most families that have a mom and a dad present there, they're constantly working. And I hear from them that, you know, they just ain't got the time they have to be with their children, and their children lament that mom and dad aren't home and et cetera. So, you know, they're a family and they're together, but their household is incredibly weak just because they're not having that communal time together, communal meals, communal conversation, communal rosary, all these things that help for the maturity to occur within the life of the child. And for the socialization of a child, which comes about through interaction within the household. Now, I'm not doing the best service to this particular gentleman because I'm not him and I've never had him as a professor, etc. But he's putting forth some really great things. I believe he is a philosopher at Christendom College. His name again is John Kudebak, C-U-D-D-E-B-A-C-K. I am terrible with names. That is one of the many faults that I have. But being that we are approaching, and I believe this podcast episode will go out the day before Thanksgiving, approaching time where we'll be brought into a communal experience with maybe family members we don't always see all the time, that we may have serious issues with, particularly around the realms of politics. I see all the time people post about fights they have with family members and the shunning, you know, I'll never talk to you again, and et cetera, that just wreaked havoc on household relationships. So some of the advice that this professor puts forward is the need to, you know, if your meal times are limited because of work and et cetera, put at least one day a week where you're going to try to get home early, your children will be there, and you all prepare a meal together, working in the kitchen and talking. And I struck that, it's so simple. Sometimes we think we have to have these big, profound movements and programs and activities and etc. No. Those things are nice, good, and wonderful. But I'm a Carmelite, so we always think about the little ways put forward by Teresa of Lisieux. You know, so what are these little moments of intimacy? You know, if you want to help your child grow in the faith and craft that has an important value of the household, you know, a man and woman are trying to craft for their children while they're eating breakfast before school, if you're still able to be there, read a little bit of the Bible in front of them. Sit to a chair off to the side and just, as they're eating, just say, all right, mom or dad, you know, your mom or dad are going to take time reading the Bible. Just when you finish, let us know. We'll help clean up and et cetera. You know, it's the little things, the little movements. Kids are very perceptive and very receptive to what occurs around them in their household and schools and et cetera. So, you know, as Christians, we need to also think about and work with and wrestle with this idea of crafting a Christian household. You know, a domestic house of prayer where the Lord will always be able to find his rest as we journey with him throughout our daily lives and etc. So I can't say it enough. I've this is the third time I hit it. But, you know, the article is Reclaiming the Household. It was in the November issue of First Things, and it's by Professor John Kudebach. And I'm probably not saying his last name right, but, you know, really, you know, check him out. I know he's got some blogs and things on his website and etc. I'll try to put his name in the description too, so you can do a search and all that good stuff. But, you know, this time of year, it's important to think about the things that matter in relationship to our lives as we enter the liturgical year, which the church has us focusing on, you know, death, the second coming of Christ, and etc. And how these things need to be impacting our lives in the here and now. And one of the key aspects of that is this building up of that Christian household, which parents, mothers, and fathers are responsible for. As a priest, I aid, but I can't do it for them. Nor should I. That's their responsibility. The Lord has entrusted them with the children that they have and with their presence as spouses to each other. So I put this forward just as a way of thinking about, you know, sort of the intentional actions you are giving over in your household to build it up as a place for Christ, an inspiration for your children, and etc. And if you're in a college setting, you know, and you're able to live with other vocalized Christians that are not afraid to speak about their faith, or those that maybe you live with that are afraid, you know, what are these intentional things that you can be doing together to help craft this intimate household for God as you all journey together in your time through college? I have no definitive answers here because we all are called to be like Israel and wrestle with this reality that is before us. But I thank you again for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you're listening to it on Podbean, click that like button. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a 5-star review. It really does help me out. Also, if you want more of my content, you can go over to the Frank Fryer website. That is thefrankfryer.com. There you can find links to my YouTube videos, Catholic Stand, articles, blog posts, and etc. And also, there's a contact page there that you can send me a message via it. Thanks again for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.